Welcome, fearless woman of God. Welcome, fearless man of God. This is Tashaya Monique with the Anxious Christian Podcast. I am so glad that you have tuned in and decided to join me on today. God has really given me something that I'm really excited to share with you guys. And I just hope that it encourages you and that it strengthens you on today. This was a little bit inspired by my kids. It's funny how kids have a way of like really inspiring you and giving you a whole word. So I'll just give you a little background. Me and my kids were at home, and Justin was like, come on, you guys, we're going to get out the house. We're going to go on a bear hunt today. All right. You know, we're going on a bear hunt. Everybody knows that song that the kids are singing. So we're getting ready to go. And the kids are all right. They're singing the song. We're going on a bear hunt, going on a bear hunt. Got my binoculars. And they're singing this all the way to the car. So, you know, naturally, as you know, we're walking to the car, I'm singing it with them. Got my binoculars. Can't go over it. You can't go under it. You have to go through it. Swish, swish. And it's like, as they were singing it, it was like just dropping in my spirit so hard. Like, you can't go over it. You can't go under it. You have to go through it. Like, I was like, that is a whole word right there. And so I'm like, this is just a whole word. Like, the kids just really gave me a whole word through a song that they sing, you know, when they're going on an adventure. But what God gave me is life. Life is an adventure. You know what I mean? Life is an adventure. And there are some things that you have to go through to make you stronger. You can't take a shortcut. You can't go around it. You can't go over it. You can't go under it. You have to go through. And when you go through, you are going to come out that much stronger. You are going to come out that much stronger. This led me to the story in Judges about Gideon. Like, in the story with Gideon, you know, God handed them over. You know what I mean? God handed them over to the Midianites, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know exactly how to say their name, but the Midianites, he handed them over for 7 years. For 7 years. And seven is the number of completeness. Like, you know what I mean? For 7 years. And after the 7 years, God called Gideon out of the cave to defeat them. He called him out of the cave in order for God to allow Gideon to fulfill his purpose. In order for God to allow him to fulfill his purpose, he had to go through it. They had to be taken over by the Midianites, and he had to go through it because God was preparing him to be able to fulfill his purpose and the call on his life. If they would have never got taken by them, he would have never had been able to fulfill that purpose because they didn't go through it. And I'm just like, wow, like, God is just so, he's so good. Like, this is, everything is for our greater good. Everything, every little pinprick that we feel and all the things that we go through, the pains that we go through, like, they are truly growing pains. They are gonna allow us to come out so much stronger and on top. There is no testimony without a test. So, like, in this word, like, I got, like, it's time to embrace the test. Like, I'm really embracing all the tests that God has given me because I'm coming out that much stronger. I have that much more wisdom because of it. I know what not to do because of it. I know better ways now because of it. I know how to not go back to it because, you know, you don't want to learn that same lesson again. Like, God has given me the wisdom to not have to go back to it and go back to my old ways. Like, and you have to go through it. You can't get there any other way besides going through it. And the story, like, of Gideon, like, God provided, he provided for him, even though they, the Midianites took their cattle and their sheep and they destroyed their crops. Like they broke them down to nothing. They broke them all the way down to nothing, had them hiding on their own land in caves and mountains. He broke them all the way down. They broke them all the way down to nothing. But in the end, God gave Gideon peace. He gave him a peace of mind. Gideon was a little, you know, uneasy. Like, God, is that you? Like, and we've all had those moments. Like, God, is that you? Like, peeking around the corner. Like, show me a sign. And God showed him. He revealed, I am here. I am here. I am with you. I am here with you during this fight. It is time. It's time to come out of the cave. Take that other altar down. Build this altar and get ready for the defeat. You are about to defeat them. Oh, you need another sign? I'm going to send you down here. And you hear what they're saying. They have already spoke that you will defeat over them in their camp. Like, and so that's all that Gideon needed. God provided him with the peace of mind, the peace that surpasses all understanding. He made sure his heart's posture was correct before he went and raised war on the Midianites. He made sure that he had the right people by his side. You know what I mean? You don't need all these other people. These are the people, the set people that you need, because in the end, God is going to get the glory. The glory is not for the other people. God eliminated the people that were around him that may have wanted the glory for themselves, but he gave him people that he knew were going to be humble and allow God to have the glory in the end. Like, I'm just like, wow, like my mind was just so blown. Like, and then again, like I said, just tying the kids' little song back into it, like, you have to go through it. You can't go over it. Like, you can't go under it. You can't go around it. You have to go through it. God created you for a time such as this. He created you for this. You were made for this. This is your call, your destiny, and your purpose. But we do have to go through to get to the other side. We have to go through. Again, there is no test. There's no testimony without a test. And so your testimony is what's going to give God the glory in the end. You're not be able to tell people, I went through all of this and I survived. I survived it, girl. I survived it. Everything that was meant to bring me down and tear me down, I survived it. And not only did I survive it, but I survived it with God on my side. To God be the glory. I survived. I didn't do it on my own. Like a lot of times we like to think, oh, I did this. You didn't do that. You didn't do that. You was over there hiding. You didn't do that. God did that. You was in that cave hiding. Like no, we have to give God the glory in all the things that we do. And we just have to stand up and be the fearless men and fearless women of God, like that he called us to be. Like, it's always easier said than done, but it is time to rise up. It is time to rise up and step on the devil's head, the spirit of torment. You can't torment me no longer. They were tormenting those people, the Israelites. They were tormenting them. You cannot torment me no longer. I am rising up. I am about to wage war on every spirit of doubt that said that I couldn't. I'm ready to wage war on every spirit of confusion. I'm ready to wage war on anything and everybody that said I couldn't, because God says I can. God says, yes, you can. And that's the only approval that I need, but I have to go through. I have to go through. And I just encourage you to continue to be a warrior of God, a soldier of God. Join God's army, because you can get through. You can get through, and you are going to come out on top for the glory of God. You are going to come out on top, and all the glory is going to be for God. And that's who we're doing it for. That is who we are doing it for. Like, and I just really thank God. I just thank him for like bringing me through. Like I have a marvelous testimony because of the test that God put me through, and I survived it. And he just showed me like, you can do this. You can do all things through me. Like it says in the word, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And I can't take any credit because it wasn't me, not my will, not my might. Cause I felt broke down and busted and disgusted. And like, I just had enough, but God was like, come on, we almost there. Here, the light's right there. We almost there. Okay, now it's time to come back and take everything back that the world tried to take from you, because I said you can. I said you can have this. I said you can be this. I said you can survive. I said that you can be a business owner. I said that you can be a good mom. I said that you can be a good wife after all of this. I said that you can be a good daughter. I said that you can. God says that you can. And you know, being able to, you know, really hear what the Spirit is saying, like, I thank you, God, for giving me the ear. And I thank you for everything, because there was a time where I wasn't hearing clearly. I wasn't seeing clearly. My mind is just cluttered with all kinds of thoughts. And like, Lord, I thank you for the clarity. I thank you for the clarity on today. Like, I really do. And I praise Jesus. Like, you continue to show up and show out, do exceedingly and abundantly. But again, like I said, we have to go through. Life is not always going to be easy. God's not always just going to hand things to us, because when things are handed to us, we like to be like, oh, I did this. I did that. Oh, I did this. But when you go through, you go through. You're like, there's no way I did this on my own. There's no way I did this on my own. I was sitting here and I was like thinking, I can't believe, Lord, forgive me, because I can't believe I really thought I couldn't live without the job that I had. Like, I felt like a prisoner to the job that I had. I felt like I couldn't live without it. And then God snatched it right from underneath me like a rug and had me fall right on my butt. Like, say what? Oh, you think you can't live without that? No, what you can't live without is me. You put that job before me long enough. You put it before me long enough. You put it before your children, your household, yourself long enough. It drove me all the way to feeling crazy and had me having to take mental leave and all kinds of stuff. But God snatched it right from up underneath me. I felt like I couldn't even quit. I wanted to quit so bad and so many times, but I didn't know what I would do, where I would turn, how the bills were gonna get paid. Like, I couldn't do it. But God did it. And I'm thankful that He did. I'm really thankful, because at the end, I have a marvelous testimony and I made it through the test. Not to say that there ain't gonna be some more. There's always a test. Like, you know, like, we're always about to be getting tested. But this is just one part of my life where God was really able to show me, you don't need any of that. What you need is me. And I thank him for freeing me. And I pray that God frees you from anything that is holding you captive and anything that is holding you bound and anything that has you tied or shackled to them. You don't need any of that. God says you are free. God has freed you. Jesus paid the ultimate price on the cross for us to be free. Free in our mind, free in our body, free in our spirit, free in our health. We are free by His blood, the blood of Jesus, the living one, the only living and true God. Like, the blood still works. It speaks for itself. And I thank God. I thank God. I praise Him. I give Him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. That's all I could do is like thank God that I am not a prisoner to my old self. I am not a prisoner no longer to my mind. I am no longer a prisoner to a job. I am no longer bound and being held captive, and I am free. And I just thank Him. And I encourage you to go through. I encourage you to go through and be free and walk in your purpose and your calling that God has already, the path, go down the path that God has already ordained you to go. We all have a call. We all have a purpose. And it is time to come out of the cave and be free, free in Jesus. Amen and amen. Join me weekly for the Anxious Christian podcast. If you would like, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Tashaya Monique. I also have the Anxious Christian blog on my website, tashayamonique.com, where I leave blog posts weekly. Join me on there. You can subscribe to my newsletter. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Leave a comment below in the thing. Like, subscribe, follow me, all those good things. I do appreciate it, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again. Bye.